Show.
Fortune tanto vulnera, simila tibus ocellis, potsu amici vulnera, sutra di prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Look at some of these headlines just now breaking at InfoWars.com. Texas police encounter more than 100 unaccompanied minors crossing the border just in a day. Kamala's invasion. Meet the Arizona rancher who says 500,000 illegals have been caught on his property alone and then released. Meanwhile, new video of the tampon man, as she calls him, Tampon Tim. Tim Wall seethes angrily, says Trump's McDonald's visit showed the workers disrespect. What? I mean, this guy is a freak show. So that's what we've got going on there. I wanted to get her on the show because we love her videos. We got a few more of them we're going to play, but you can see them all from Jessica Jackson there in Chicago. MS, just Miss Jessica Jack and then SN. So just MS Jessica JACKSN. We'll put that up on screen. Everybody should follow her on X. Everybody should support her. And she's talking about turning Chicago red. And she just mentioned that before the break. She's on fire. Listen to her all day. Love her spirit and love what she's saying. I was about to say. And they shipped them to Martha's Vineyard and got them out one day later. She was like saying stuff before I was even going to say it. So we're definitely in sync. Here's a clip two. Jessica Jackson explains why Chicago's flipping red. Here it is.
Stand up right now. Okay. Scan the room. Scan the room right now. Scan the room. Scan the room. Scan the room, Blakemore. Scan the room. Zoe, get right here. Get right here. Scan the room. Scan the room. Put it on YouTube. We're getting ready to make this go viral. This is Chicago. This is Chicago City Council. This is how they show up. This is how they ignore the citizens. This is how they break the law. And then they want to turn around and make like we are wrong for not supporting the Democratic Party. But this is what the Democratic Party looks like in the city of Chicago. Doing public speaking. They don't show up for a quorum. They on their cell phones. That's Desmond Nancy right there, who's trying to sell out South Shore to super low-income condos to make the city look like the projects. Okay? Now you got Conway. Is that Conway or Conway? Conway over there on his laptop because he ain't worried about a thing. He a rich white boy. Okay? Uh-huh. And then you got Talaferro and you got Cardona right there. Okay? I'm hoping that they're paying attention. Talaferro, I want my rights protected with my case. I trusted you and some other people, and I believe that you tried to do the right thing, but you are in a corrupt situation. Get that light bulb head, Richard Rodriguez. See, looking like a Chucky doll. See how he has no respect. No respect for the citizens. Y'all want to be famous? Y'all want to be famous? Let's make them famous. There go Raymond Lopez right there, okay? He's trying to read so he can pay attention to what's coming up. There's Quinn right there. He all right, he paying attention. Pat Dowles is right there. She looking up there. Maybe she'll pay attention, maybe she won't. Richard Rodriguez, y'all zoom in on that clown. Zoom in on that clown. He's the most disrespectful individual that you've ever seen. Now he gonna stand up. Oh, he looking at his boy Tommy, what? But you need to co-sign that he's a knucklehead. See, they engage in this type of rhetoric and nonsense. Look at it. That's the reason why we are $1 billion in debt. Because we got knuckleheads like Jason Urban at the top. Yeah, put this on YouTube.
Please, all right, you see the full thing on her X. Let's play this next clip. I'm going to play all these. You need to go see them on her site. Public speaking, here she is at the Committee on Immigrant and Refugee Rights. But citizens don't get any. Here it is.
All right.
Watch out.
I want to thank the media for being here this morning because apparently that's the only way that our voices will be heard because our aldermen and alderwomen don't want to show up for work.
Right?
They don't want to hear from the people.
Nope.
They don't want to hear what we have to say.
Nope.
So they go and they cancel meetings at the last minute. They don't show up. They come by way of remotely and all this and that. So I want to appreciate the media for showing up and getting the word out to the people.
Yes.
Because we got a real problem in Chicago right now. We got poor, poor leadership. We got poor leadership.
Yep.
We got a situation going on with a mayor who won't be transparent about how the money is being spent. They say $300 million can't be found or accounted for.
Wow.
We got an immigrant and refugee chairperson who, to my understanding, his first choice of profession was to want to be a rapper. I couldn't believe what I heard.
Get rich of that
I thought time. Maybe they were talking about like a candy rapper person or a rapper at JCPenney at Christmas time. I couldn't believe that he was really trying to be Luda. I couldn't believe it. And then on top of that, if that weren't bad enough, we get a Carlos Rosa that comes to suppress the vote so that we can't talk about sanctuary cities and vote on that.
Yes.
And then if that wasn't bad enough, now we got a Sergio Brian, Sergio Lopez. Now when it's time to talk about it, you got a very bright-headed Michael Rodriguez that's walking the room right now instead of sitting himself down.
Sit down, Michael. Sit down.
Yeah.
Sit your bald head down.
It doesn't get any worse than this. Then you got a Michelle Harris who's messing with the Regal Theater landmark. Then you got, let me see, you got a mayor who sees that everything is falling apart. And his response to it is that he don't flinch. And he's a gamer.
Spade.
So he's going to keep on playing till he wins.
Spade.
It doesn't get much worse than this.
We've got her on with us. I love just, you know, getting average people that are standing up and speaking out. Jessica Jackson turning Chicago red. She's got the Chicago flipping red team. She's out there fighting for Trump every day. You know, when you talk about it can't get any worse than this, the Democrats purposely under the Great Reset, they do the same thing all over the world, globalists, what they are, want to run countries into the ground. Why do you think they want to run things into the ground?
I don't know. I think that they're trying to, if you look at Chicago, for example, the reason why it looks like they're trying to do it here, Mayor Brandon Johnson, is because they're trying to usher in like some type of new type of government, like this socialist agenda, this communist stuff, kind of like what you hear Trump say about this Marxist thing. And they're trying to move away from all of tradition in the country and replace it with this, these types of governments that they're trying to bring in by way of illegal immigration. And I say that here in Chicago because when you look at Mayor Johnson, right, and you look at how he's been moving from day one, now they keep saying about the sanctuary city is due to the late Harold Washington of 1985, that he made a sanctuary city. But the reality is what we're seeing right now is when Brandon Johnson got in office, soon as he got in office on May 15th, 2023, he signed his own executive order for Immigration and Refugees Act, where he laid out all these plans for immigrants. And then it's another article of policy called the New Plan for Immigration that came out like in 2011. And you hear this man here named Mark Carter. You may have heard of him. And that's something that he talks about to say that this is something that's been brewing in Democrat cities for a while. Okay, so now you're seeing this ushering in of immigrants like this. And remember when they kept saying, what's going to happen when Title 42 is lifted? What's going to happen when Title 42 is lifted? As soon as Title 42 was lifted, was it in April, that April? Here they come just opening up the borders like this. That's all I can make of it.
It's the Great Reset. Destroy Western nations, destroy the idea of prosperity, destroy accountability, bringing 600 million illegal aliens into the United States and in North America. It's all part of the plan. Jessica Jackson, I want to get you back on after the election to get your view on that. I want to get you on Owen Schroyer's show. I want to get you on Harris and Smith's show. Everybody should follow you on X at Miss Jessica. And then the Jackson is J-A-C-K-S-N instead of a O. It's an S. And on TikTok, Miss Jessica Jackson, same way, S-N at the end. UncomfortableTruthLibertyStyle.com. UncomfortableTruthLibertyStyle.com. Closing comments here, and we love the work you're doing.
Well, thank you for having me on. You know, everybody was explaining to me that, you know, this, you know, you have a big platform. So I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate what you're doing for the city to help get the information out. And I'm pretty sure, just like millions of other Americans, I appreciate what you're doing as it pertains to trying to get our country back right, because America is in bad shape. And at one point, as a Black person, you see it one way, but as time has gone on, you see that this has transitioned from a Black problem to an American problem. And it's time now for maybe the first time in history, for real, where we can all come together as Americans for the greater good. And for the greater good right now is to get our country back right. The greater good right now is for us to uphold the United States Constitution of America. That's the law of the land. And we have to get someone in office that will govern that way. Someone that the people that are trapped in these blue states, put somebody in office that can give us some help, somebody that can stop the bleeding, and somebody that what? Can make America great again. Because whether you think it wasn't good in the past or not, I think we can all agree that it wasn't nothing like this.
Well, that's right. America's being conquered by BlackRock and the big banks. They have a destabilization plan for it. They admit it. We're all under assault. Let's recognize it. Let's come together and right the ship or it's all going to sink. Jessica, very impressive. God bless you and everybody up there in Chicago. We're all in this together, and you nailed it better than I could. Talk to you soon.